This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Southern rust limited this year's corn crop from reaching its lofty expectations. We'll have more from Bex Hybrids right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Expectations were high for this year's crop, and even though disease pressure kept the crops from realizing those lofty expectations, many farmers still saw decent yields. Southwest Iowa PEX agronomist Nate Meyer said harvest should wrap up soon, as these crops can't stay in the field for too much longer.
I've got some guys that have been wrapped up now for a couple weeks, and some guys that are finished up their last little bit of corn and last little bit of soybeans right now. It's been a quick harvest this year, so we haven't really been slowed down by too many weather events, which is good. It's time to get out there and get it finished. That corn that's still out in the field right now, it's full of disease. There's a lot of stock rots, root rots out there, a lot of corn having trouble standing. It's actually probably one of the worst I've ever seen for this time of year. So those guys need to hurry up and get her done.
Meyer said corn yields were a bit disappointing due to the impact of southern rust, but soybean yields were mostly satisfactory across the board.
Majority of the people that I've talked with are actually a little bit let down about their yields this year. When we look back to earlier in the cropping season, we were on pace to have probably one of the nicest crops I've ever seen. That being said, we had southern rust set into some of these areas, and that took quite a bit of yield off. We were seeing yield differences between non-fungicide and fungicide corn anywhere from 25 to almost 100 bushel difference. So that was probably the big kicker that we saw this year. So I would say, in the most part, guys are okay with their corn yields this year, not necessarily the happiest. For soybeans, I think most guys were actually pretty happy with their soybean yields. So heard a lot of 60 to 80 bushel yields across southwest Iowa there, so most guys were happy with that.
For more information, visit BexHybrids.com. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.